Good morning. From WVIK News in the Quad Cities, I'm Lacey Scarmana on this Wednesday morning, January 3rd. For the rest of winter, we can expect slightly colder than average weather with more snow than usual. Meteorologist Andy Irvin from the National Weather Service in Davenport says we got spoiled last month. The first 3 weeks of December were warmer than usual, but then temperatures plummeted.
The fact that we still ran slightly above normal for the month of December really tells you how incredibly warm we were to start the month of December. And we ran so far above normal that the coldest week in December on record last week, even with that, we still ended up above normal for the month.
Last month's snowfall total was about 1.5 inches lower than average. We got 9.6 inches. Irvin says weather patterns this month and next may reverse that trend. This month, two records have already been broken. Monday, the high temperature was 2 below 0, which breaks the old record by 4 degrees, and the low was 19 below, breaking the old record by 2 degrees. Chad Pragracki has set a lofty goal for his 20th year of pulling garbage out of rivers. The founder of Living Lands and Waters says last year the group removed nearly 442,000 pounds of trash from the Mississippi and other rivers. This year, Pragracki wants that number to top 1 million.
What we did is we have a much better, more suitable, smaller towboat that will break off the excavator barge, which John Deere had donated an excavator a couple of years ago, and this is It'll be a full-time operation with the excavator.
One of last year's highlights was a project with Anheuser-Busch in New York City. Pragracki has worked with the company since 1999. It moved some offices from St. Louis to the Big Apple. And last June, Living Lands and Waters worked with 200 company employees to help clean up the East River and Ferry Point Park in the Bronx. Besides community cleanups, the nonprofit has initiated other projects such as a floating classroom, planting 1 million trees, and adopt a river mile. Anti-abortion groups are appealing after a judge dismissed a lawsuit to stop a law that'll expand Medicaid and state employee group health insurance to cover abortions. A Sangamon County judge ruled last week that courts shouldn't intervene in General Assembly political questions. The Catholic Thomas More Society filed a notice of appeal yesterday on behalf of conservative groups and legislators. They're seeking an emergency injunction to keep the law from taking effect Monday. State Representative Peter Breen, a Lombard Republican who's special counsel for the society, says lawmakers passed the measure too late in 2017 for it to take effect January 1st and didn't appropriate funding. Breen says there's still time to block the law from being implemented since processing requests for procedure reimbursements takes months. Republican Governor Bruce Rauner signed the law in September. Attorney Brad Hart has been sworn into office as mayor of Cedar Rapids. Hart became mayor of Iowa's second-largest city yesterday, nearly a month after defeating city council member Monica Vernon in a runoff election. Hart says his priorities would include flood protection, affordable housing, and hearing from the city's young people about their needs. Several council members were also sworn into office yesterday. Hart replaces Ron Corbett, who left after 8 years in office. Corbett is seeking the Republican nomination for governor in this year's party primary. I'm Lacey Scarmana, WVIK News.